Blog Talk Radio.
We didn't know you came to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Our eyes were blind, we couldn't see. We didn't know who you were. We didn't know you came to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Our eyes were blind, we couldn't see. We didn't know who you were. We didn't know you came to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Our eyes were blind, we couldn't see. We didn't know who you are. We didn't know you came to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Our eyes were blind, we couldn't see. We didn't know who you were. We didn't know you came to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. See, we didn't know who you were. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise God. We give glory and honor to God for his great and mighty acts every day. What an awesome, phenomenal God we serve. This is the day that he allows us to come in his presence boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. God, in the time of need, and it is a time of need. God, we thank you. Ask you, glory to God, to forgive us for every offense and transgression against your word. What an awesome God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. We thank you for all your great and mighty acts every day. God, we thank you that we can say a glory to come, and not only glory to I come boldly, but to obtain mercy. But God, we thank you for the food, the clothing, the shelter. All in your presence is fullness of joy. God, we thank you that we can come together glorifying your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Your word, glory to God, that comes, hallelujah, and transform us. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God, hallelujah. All even for your word that was delivered last night through the prophet. Glory to God, the pastor, in the name of Jesus Mitchell. Thank you. Glory to God. Even just for to come on this prayer line on a daily basis every Monday. And the prayers that go forth even behind the scenes besides just on that assigned day. And even for the word that comes every second and fourth Sunday. God, we bless you. We don't take any of it for granted. Because if it had not been for you, hallelujah, on that side, where would we be? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to go and give that exhortation, but God, we're going to go through our scripture reading, which will come out of Romans 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Oh, James 1 says, let patience have its perfect work. Hallelujah. And patient experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, as it says, which is given unto us. For when we were without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Hallelujah. For scarcely for a righteous man, one will die, yet preadventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commandeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. We have read Romans 5th chapter 1 through the 9th verse. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be unto God. Thank you all for those that already joined us. Glory to God for our Monday night prayer. Praise the Lord. Looks like it's only four of us. Wait a minute. It's four or five so far. We're going to go ahead and still yet begin. Praise God in our prayer. And praise the Lord. This mother will let praise. That mother will let us on the line. Mother will let. And Mother Alexander. And Mother McCormick. Praise God. I'm going to share this one more time, and then we're going to go directly into prayer. We just know you came to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Our eyes were blind, we couldn't see. We didn't know who you were. Thank God, glory to God, for even the scripture reading, glory to God. Not only there's a coincidence in our flesh part we see, but it is the Spirit of the Lord. Because while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. So we thank God for even that little segment of the song, praise God, going on that joyful noise to the Lord, tying right on in with the scripture. And as we're in your presence tonight, God, we bless you and we honor you. We thank you that you can receive us now, that we don't have to kill, glory to God, no bullets, no lambs. We don't have to do no turtle doves or anything. We can just come boldly to the throne of grace. As the glory to God, it's already, glory to God, the curtain been ripped, so we can come direct to you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for your loving kindness and your love you gave us to love you back. Oh, God, we thank you, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. You even said in your word, you're not slack concerning your promises as man counts slackness. So all we have to do is make up our mind to choose you to stay who you're going to serve. Because you said on Calvary cross, it is finished. So you've done everything there is to do. All it is now is for us to make the choice whether we want heaven or hell. Or we want to serve you, glory to God, or serve this flesh or mammon or the devil. In the name of Jesus. So God, we bless you. All others other than serving you leads us right to Hollywood Boulevard and right on into hell if we don't turn around. So God, we ask you, Lord God, thank you for the power of forgiveness and even daily forgiveness. How you, glory to God, blesses us. Oh, if we come with a sincere heart, as 1 John 1:9 said, if we confess our sins to you, faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, we are praying, glory to God, that for not only ourselves, but even for the body of Christ to keep that kind of heart and also keep the spirit of conviction. We're praying that we can be in place so we can be that light on the hill. We can be in a place, glory to God, that we can be able to show the love of God and be that witness and be the salt. Oh, God, we can worship you and magnify you, and people can see that our God is still on the throne. Jesus is still saving, delivering. He's still mending, hallelujah, broken hearts, and he's touching, glory to God, and moving miraculous in families and in homes and even in jobs and even in businesses, in people's lives in whatever capacity, all even in the midst of ministry and whatever, God, because enemy has is running rampant all over the place. Everywhere he can get a foot in, a door open, a window open, he's in, tearing up, glory to God, relationships. Oh, God, but the God that we serve is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's still looking for us to look to him as the author and the finisher of faith and not allowing what we go through to dictate to us. But, God, we ask you, Lord God, to have mercy even the more. We know mercy is there every morning, but mercy in the midst of all the chaos and things that are going on. Help us to keep the faith, to keep the armor on. Keep our focus. Shabbat, koro, rabesia. Oh, we've been talking about faith, and always the only thing that will please you is faith. And even, glory to God, that was targeted just for prayer. I mean, faith for this past month, these 5 weeks. Glory to God, and then the woman of God come back with powerful message on Hannah about that determination that we talk about so much, determination for persistence. Oh, glory to God, and pursuing you in the name of Jesus with no procrastination, no withdrawing, no, glory to God, hesitation. Ah, God, so we thank you, Lord God, at the end of the day, how you will bless and manifest if we could only just wait on the Lord and be of good courage and allow you to strengthen our hearts. Because you said in these last days, or you said always said, but even in these last days, even more so, we got to keep focused because, hallelujah, you said there'll be trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer, you've overcome the world. And you just told us just now, hallelujah, even in the midst of our trials and tribulation, hallelujah, glory to God, you said in your word to let us know, even through, glory to God, the trials that we go through, hallelujah, what it will, glory to God, bring forth in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us. Help us, glory to God, to be faithful and be determined in the name of Jesus, not to let the things that we go through overtake us and overwhelm us, because he said that we will glory in tribulation, and knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. You in the 5th chapter, glory to God of Romans, we're justified by faith. God help us even to justify just as if we never did it. We got to be encouraged and encourage ourselves so we can encourage others. But we got to walk this thing out in faith, knowing no matter what we're going through, God said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Greater is he on the inside of us than he is after. You got a plan. That plan is good and not for evil, to give us that expectation, to bless and to prosper us and give us a future. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, help us to know glory out like never before. We need to be on one accord, praying more for more laborers in the vineyard. In the name of Jesus, help us to get our attitude of gratitude, praising you more, glorifying you more, not just bringing our laundry list. And God, there is some things that goes on that in life, glory to God, is overwhelming sometimes, glory to God. And sometimes, glory to God, it's almost too much for just to even bear. But we can't bear it in our flesh. We have to be able to bear it through you in the name of Jesus. Cast those cares and those concerns back to you. And let others know, no matter what it looks like, walk by faith that God will bring us through. It's not a, glory to God, good feeling. Hallelujah, but we don't walk by the feelings. We got to walk by faith, and we need that strength one from another, praying one for another, bearing one another burdens, lifting each other up, esteeming others more highly than ourselves, and not thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought to, doing like David said, encouraging ourselves. Oh, God, but we do need the encouragement from one another. That's why you said we are many members in one body. Oh, we all got an assignment, and everyone got a ministry of reconciliation. You got a ministry that you have given us specific assignments in the 5-4 men, but all of us, glory to God, are supposed to be a witness. Hallelujah, a light into this world. In the name of Jesus, God, we need your help. We take authority over Satan and all his little course and every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme, all the chaos and confusion, and even the stuff that doesn't filter so much up in the body of Christ. Some, glory to God, hallelujah, doors that have been opened because others, glory to God, are not right, there's the body itself not lining up with your word. And some things are because people itself are being rebellious and stubbornness and disobedience, hallelujah, and not allowing, glory to God, God's will to be done, trying to serve two masters. And some things, glory to God, are just beyond our control because the enemy, glory to God, uses every avenue he gets. That's why we got to shut doors, close doors, pray one for another, and crucify this flesh and get rid of this isms and schisms and stop busybody and sowing discord and opening doors for the enemy, glory to God, to weaken and breaking us down and reducing us to the lowest term. We got to make sure that we don't allow the enemy to come in and to divide us in the name of Jesus. Because you said a kingdom or glory to God, a house divided against itself can't stand. And divided in the kingdom, glory to God, divided in your homes, divided on your jobs, divided, glory to God, in ministry, divided, glory to God, in every avenue, hallelujah, that we're not coming together and letting God's will be done and one fighting against the other one. That's a divided. Lord, we are praying like never before. Come in line with your word. Help us, glory, to show the love, glory, not that filial love, if you do something of a feeling or brotherly love, the love of God in spite of what you've done to me, that I can still pray for you. You told us to love our enemies. That only way you can do that is through the agape, the love you have for God, to be able to love, hallelujah, our enemies. Oh, God, help us even in our own self, and help us not to walk in condemnation. Help us to release, glory, that we done prayed about and believe you for, to believe, glory, to God, that you going to do it and not let the enemy bring us back rehearsing, or people are causing us to look back and rehearse. We got to look to the God, the author and the finisher of our faith, and glory, I deny this flesh in the name of Jesus. We cannot live looking it back in the rearview mirror. We got to look, glory to God, up and forward. We only need to look back for a testimony. Look back, glory to God, when you were telling us to look back, glory to God, because we were supposed to learn from that thing. Hallelujah. God, help us like never before to pray one for another, binding the hand of the enemy to loose them off of their minds, loose them off of their bodies for healings and deliverance. Cancel the assignment of cursing the works of the enemy through cancer. That enemy that always want to put a death sentence on that in the name of Jesus. But anything that's sin and it continue to go can be a death sentence. Go back to all of us that we don't accept you as Christ, our Savior and our Deliverer. That can be a death sentence. We can turn back around and do anything, continue to fornicate, continue to walk in a spirit of homosexuality, or continue, glory to God, to lie and cheat and steal. Anything go right, we continue to do it. Don't turn them away from it and allow God to come in. It can end up being a death sentence. Hallelujah. And end up on in Hollywood Boulevard. Help us to make sure that we turn our lives around and let you have free reign. We're going to miss it every once in a while, but not determined, hallelujah, to do so. Oh, glory to God. There will be some times that we may miss you, but help us to keep a repentance on and turn from our wicked ways. And glory to God, ask for forgiveness and let God come in and cleanse and heal the land. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray like never before. As we lift you up, you said you'll draw all men to you. God, we thank you for that loving kindness. We thank you for the great and mighty things you do every day, just for us to breathe, to have food, to have clothing, to have shelter, to have families, to have somebody that loves us, to be able to go to work and be able to have a job, to be able to have a business, be able, glory to God, to touch somebody's life, to be able to witness to somebody, to be able, glory to God, to be able to be in a position, glory to God, to change lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, it's so much to be thankful every day when we hear about the wars and, glory to God, that are actually going on and the earthquakes that are actually going on. People shooting and killing and murdering, glory to God, and blood running in the streets like water. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, shooting up in people's homes. Oh, God, just heard on the news, and I hadn't really seen no news in a couple of weeks. I've got a little segment of it, about 5 or 10 minutes. But even just to hear those little 5 minutes a day, even with these ghost guns, hallelujah, to hear the Charlotte is the 13th one in the whole nation, glory to God, with these ghost guns that are causing homicides and teenagers, glory to God, using so many of them, glory to God, and getting them from any and everywhere and building them and causing lives to be lost. Oh, God, and there are already guns on the street, even for the ones that are supposed to be legal and being stolen, and out here, too many of them, and their lives are being lost, and now the perpetrator has been doing it for some time now, for some years, but now it's getting worse and worse and worse, even with the ghost guns. And to hear your own city is that high in it. Oh, God, then you hear other cities is high in this right here with this crime rate. This city over here is becoming, glory to God, for marriages falling apart, 60% glory to God in divorces. This one over here has this one over here, this one got this going on. God, the enemy is busy all over the place, and a little bit all of it everywhere. God, and the drugs and the alcohol and the illicit sex and those who are human trafficking and the things around that is being done to children. Oh, God, and incest. And grow out somebody to be picked up off the streets, grow out and being sold in the name of Jesus. What a chaotic area Glory, I mean, not area, but just a life, Lord, that's going on now. But God, you're still on that throne, and you're still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And you told us to pray, or to bind and to loose. Help us not to just allow the things that we're hearing dictate and manipulate to us, or either just get so desensitized that it's like, oh, it's over there. Oh, but them demons is rising up, and things are coming up in our church. Homosexuality coming up all up in the church. Hallelujah. Some are just bringing through our children. Other ones coming in, pretending and perpetrating. Like they want to be, they want to get right with God or whatever. All they're doing is coming in and try to recruit. Oh, we better be wise and alert. We better be recognized, Lord, as the spirit that comes in and want to be a part of something and bind this foul spirit of the enemy that got some believers' minds all twisted in ministry to say, oh, we'll love them. Let them play the keyboard. Let them direct the choir. Oh, they got such a talent and gift. All gifts and talents coming without repentance. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we got to wake up, glory to God, and recognize the tricks and snares of the enemy and recognize what God's word is saying. And we can't mix holy with unholy, righteous with unrighteous, darkness with light. Oh, glory to God. Our spirit and flesh, they go to war against one another. God has already told us. Hallelujah. They got to make a difference, and we got to make a difference. We got to be peculiar. We got to be a people, glory to God. They're going to be an ambassador for him. Glory to God. And we can't take none of the devil's tools to do the work for the kingdom. In the name of Jesus. So many things people are pulling off the street, glory to God, and try to bring it in the house of God. They try to say we winning or lost. And all they're doing is the enemy just laughing, having a field day, because we are not doing what Jesus has said do to make a difference. He said it's a narrow way. Hallelujah. Still trying to hang out on Broadway, Hollywood Boulevard. God help us like never before. Too many doors have been opened to the enemy. Glory to God. Too much access, like a woman of God, just like I said, like a computer has access. Glory to God, to, oh my God, to another one. We have, glory to God, too many doors open, because it don't take all of that. And it don't take a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Ah, Father, we're praying like never before. Ah, God, we thank you, Lord God, for being able to reach our young people too as well. God, thank you for so many of them. All, glory to God, opening their heart and receiving and praising and worship and preaching. And even, glory to God, ministering at a young age. Ah, God, you still putting your word in them to let the devil know it. So if you put that in them and they witnessing the anointing, hallelujah, and it's flowing through them, though we don't need all these other things that the enemy is trying to use to bring in the house. We just got to do it your way. God, we are praying that you continue to strengthen and encourage them and build them up, that they'll continue to help us not to throw water on their fire. And God, encourage them. And if the glory to God, they're deviating off, let us have more wisdom, glory to God, how, glory to God, to the balance that thing out so we can keep them in, glory to God, in alignment with God's word. And we got to stay in alignment. Oh, God, for those that are lost and the enemy caused their eyes to be blinded and their ears, glory to God, to be stopped up, and God, have their mouths, glory to God, speaking and saying things that are contrary to your will because of that manipulator, that controlling demon, that spirit of the enemy that come against their minds to make them want to feel good and think of this is okay and this is okay and that's okay. We curse and cancel that assignment of the Pied Piper and the Herod spirit and the Pharaoh spirit that's trying to cause them, glory to God, to go off in a different direction than what God has their life. But their history does not determine, glory to God, hallelujah, their destiny. And we got to fight for their destiny. Pray, glory to God, their lives be lost in the name of Jesus, that they can come into the knowledge of the truth in the name before the enemy try to snatch them out of here where they don't have no choice. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We are praying for an awareness, an awakening. Oh, God, with that sound from the enemy, with the Pied Piper making this sound, glory out, that they all are following, and glory out. We are praying, glory out, is bound up and loose in the name of Jesus, so they can be able to hear truth that will penetrate that sound, and glory to God, cause an awakening so they can get the truth in the name of Jesus. And not only just our youth, but just because they've been targeted, and we see so much tragedy and heart things that are going on and destruction that are happening. Oh, God, we got to wake up and realize not only just for them, but the whole world, but every age, but that age, the enemy don't want them to be raised up to carry the mist, to carry that mantle, to carry that word and bring truth over to God for the ones yet to come. So, God, we are believing you like never before that there will be an awakening. And the enemy going to loose this hold off of their minds in the name of Jesus. We bind them up and command to go back to the dry place. And we speak the life, God. We are praying awakening. The ears to come open. The eyes to come open. Their heart to be open. And truth will penetrate all doubt in their spirit, man. In the name of Jesus. And glory to God. They get off glory to God. That path that, oh, that'll grow out of that of destruction and come on the path over to God of life. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, talk to, I pray, glory, I should minister to them. Hallelujah. Send people in that pathway. Oh, God, open their ears so that when they hear it on the TV or the radio or even when they call themselves, all going so caught up in the chat room or just caught up on the phones and caught up, glory to God, and on the computer, words will come across and things will be said, and all of a sudden, glory to God, others, glory to God, that are saved, come through, glory to the channel. In the name of Jesus, God, we believe in your word. It's going to come to pass that they shall lead. All glory to God, in the name of child shall lead them. We are thanking you, glory to God, even as they grow up and get older, hallelujah, that the witness will get even stronger. Help us, God, to not allow what we go through to cause us, glory to God, to get slack and start procrastinating on the things of God and getting so caught up in our jobs and running to here and passing the church, going to church, doing business, and glory to God, trying to get to this meeting and that meeting, and glory to God, and we are missing out on hearing you to move when you say move, hallelujah, to speak when you say speak, to be quiet when you say be quiet, to reach out when you say reach out, to embrace when you say embrace, and cease from embracing when we don't need to. Help us to have the wisdom and discernment that you're calling for in these last days. We need to be wise as a serpent and glory, gentle as a dove. God, we need you like never before. Help us to get more dependent on you and get rid of our independency. The independency will cause us to continue to linger over in the flesh, and we cannot serve two masters. Lord, I'm praying like never before. Help us. And thank you for those that are standing. Thank you for those that are on the wall. Thank you for the preachers, the teachers, the leaders, glory, on the 5-4 minutes. Thank you for the lay members that have made up their mind. I'm going to war, and I'm going to stay up here. And like Nehemiah, I'm not coming down. I'm going to have that fire in me in my bones like Jeremiah. In the name of you, going to preach and teach the word and be determined like Paul. We're going to stand up over to God like boldness with Peter. We're going to grow to God. But most of all, whatever Jesus has led us to do, even over to God, that we're going to be led by the Spirit of God and let his will be done. Thank you so much for your mercy and grace. We bind up Satan on his accords and set up trap, plot, plan, scheme, untimely death, sickness, and disease. Glory to God. Even those spirit of deception and things, glory to God, that come, hallelujah, that come to deceive in the name of Jesus. Help us to be able to be to a place that we can know your word, hear your word, get it in us, and speak and decree it and believe it and stand on it, glory to God, and trust it when we can't trace it so the enemy won't be so easily come in and we won't be, glory to God, a repeat offender in the name of Jesus. And we won't be a perpetrator of the fraud and being a hypocritical. 1 minute we hear, 1 minute we up, 1 minute we believe, 1 minute we don't, walking in doubt and unbelief. Oh, we are in a mass confusion with you. We don't have no three personalities. We got to stop this foolishness. We got one face over to God in the church, one face on the job, another face in the marketplace, or even sometimes even our own home. Oh, God, glory to God, it's time to get clean. Come clean. Thank you, Lord God, again for prayer warriors everywhere around the globe and even on this prayer line. Thank you, glory God, for the miracles that's still going forth. Thank you for the healings, God. Thank you for encouragement. And we thank you for all those things we pray about all the time concerning healings and deliverance and the manifestation of your power to come forth in Jesus' name. And thank you for what we've already heard. Thank you for touching Apostle Burton, God, and bringing her through, glory God, that surgery. Thank you for the miraculous that she's still, even from the first day and even up now, walking, glory God, periodically and doing what's necessary. Holly, we thank you for miraculous manifestation. Oh, glory out of that knee. We thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Bird's sister with the broken nose and glory to the wrist and things that went on, glory out of the Grand Canyon, even with her knee. God, miraculously how through the powers of prayer, you brought her through that she didn't have to stay over there or in the hospital or whatever and still been able to fly back. So we pray she continue to be manifested healed. Thank you for touching Pastor Bird's body too as well as her sleep over to God pattern. We pray for Pastor Doyle, God, that you bless and touch her body too as well. Thank you, Lord God, for all our sisters. Thank you for the sister glory to God with the heart glory to God with all the fluid around and any other things. We're praying that it'll function, operate, and anything that's going on, even with the other parts of any arteries and whatever, glory to God. We are praying, God, that they will operate and glory to God or function like it should and believe in you for what you've already done. Doctors say one thing, but you say another. But God, at the end of the day, for all of us, You have the last say so. Even when people look so healthy and everything is going right, hallelujah, if it's time, it's time. But God, when the enemy think it is, glory to God, you got a way of sending your word and doing miracles. People walking away from crashed cars. You look mangled up, glory to God. I look like whatever, coming through situations, glory to God, and storms. And look like, glory to God, there couldn't be no life. And God bless and find life. Oh, God, God, thank you for your mercy and grace. Keep us covered every day and night. Oh, help us to know you neither sleep nor slumber. We bless you. It would always be so much to pray for. Help us to always give you glory. Pray for Pastor Mitchell. Thank you for the powerful word on Hannah last night. Bless her body. Continue to bless that hip, glory to God, and heal, God. And if it's for to have the surgery, so be it, God. You be it. But thank you, Lord, for the powerful joy, a powerful word that's in it, and the joy she has no matter what she's going through. She stands, hallelujah, you will never know it, not unless she's speaking. Bless her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless these prayer warriors, powerful women of God, and even the young man, glory to God, Minister Brown, Black. Bless him, God. Bless that mouth. He'll take out any swelling irritations that he'll be able to eat properly with no problem. And that even when he get ready to take the next surgery for his implants, God, touch and heal in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for Teresa blessing her body right now, even for that surgery that's coming up, girl, has been pushed to later on in the next year. But, God, we're thanking you for making a healing, a delivery. Thank you for that kidney. Oh, God, and everything going on in her body. Thank you, hallelujah, for blessing so many things in doing in our lives. Oh, God, as I release this line, we thank you, Lord God, for touching my children and grandchildren, and thank you for still dealing with that line of JoJo, God. Touch him, and even as we, God, we ask you, Lord God, for all three of those grands too as well. Thank you for touching Imani as well as Zaire, and even glory to God, Gabriel of Sister Johnny May. We pray, glorify Mother McCormick's other granddaughter, grandson too as well. God, and all the grands and great-grands and all the sisters on this line, God, and the powerful anointing being on. Thank you for touching Mother of McCormick, Mother of Alexander right now, too, as well. Oh, God, the fire in her that keep her moving, but keep that body, keep her mind, bless her family. Oh, God, we pray, glory to God, that you help us all. Oh, Lord, we don't have picks and choosers, but, God, we know this time, glory to God, we're going to have to keep our mind fixed on you. When we by ourselves, by the depression, oppression, suppression, every avenue the enemy try to come in, to rob us from having that joy and that peace of God. But help us to cast those cares and let us not pretend, even like the woman said last night. Be honest. Be honest. Come to the altar honest, glory, because God knows all things, and we got to be truthful from the inward part. And glory to God, we got to pray and glory, and even guard our hearts with all diligence, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, sanctify us the more. We love you tonight. We praise you. Oh, glory to God. We didn't know who you were at one time, but now that we have come into the knowledge of the truth, we got to be obedient and submitted and committed to your will in the name of Jesus. Forgive us for every offense. And thank you for calling back in our joy, our peace and strength and courage and encouragement. Hallelujah. Enlighten us the more. Thank you, glory, for determination to hold fast to your word and your promises. Help us to connect more with one another. And Lord, glory to God, see each other as you see us. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray for financial blessings, spiritual blessings, debt cancellation as well. Oh, God, I love you. God, thank you for divine connection, prayer line. And thank you also for Sincere Women on the Move for Christ, the umbrella. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing even for the 31 years, God, for even blessing that ministry. In the name of Jesus, bless, God, even for our gathering that we'll come together, glorifying, magnifying you, praying for the weather and even transportation. Thank you, Lord God, for you to bless as we be transported from place to place, each one from wherever they're coming from, God. You bless and cover us all under the blood. No incidents, accidents, mishaps, chaos, or confusion, even the food sanctified, Lord. We just pray like never before, whatever we do, wherever we are, whatever you've given us to do, whatever you have signed our hand to do, let us not boast in nobody but you, glorifying you. Some might be heard of, some may not be said, but whatever the assignment, let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In Jesus' name. So, God, we thank you, and we glorify your holy name. Thank you, Lord God, even for the healing of this body, and even for this attack over to God with a lymphedema. We believe in God, it's got to go. And we praise you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we're going to have Mother Willette, and then we have Mother Alexander, Mother McCormick. Let's see if our pastor's on the line. I don't see us right now. But in the meantime, we're going to go with glory to God. You all right now, praise God. and let God's will be done in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Can you hear me, Minister Jay?
Oh, yes, I can hear you.
Praise the Lord. Okay, praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come before you as humble as we know how. First of all, Father God, I just want to say thank you for being the true and living God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you love us. Thank you that you are for us. I thank you for this day that you have created. I just praise you, Lord God, because you're so good in spite of everything that's going on. You're still on the throne. You see every situation. You know every circumstance. But you taught us in your word to come to you, and men ought to always pray. So that's what we're doing, Father. Father God, we pray that you search our heart, and if there's anything in us that's not pleasing to you, you bring it to our attention, Lord God. We ask you to forgive us for any sins that we may have committed, Lord God, might have been thoughts, Lord God, whatever it might be. We ask you to, Lord God, as David prayed in Psalms 51, to give us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. And, Lord God, take not that Holy Spirit. I need your Holy Spirit to help me to pray. So I thank you, Lord God, that you said, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door be open, seek and you shall find. I thank you for the prayers that Minister BJ have lifted up already, and I do touch and agree with her prayers, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you've heard you've heard her prayer requests. I know she was going pretty quick on that locomotive, but I know you heard every word, and I pray that you would, Lord God, answer those requests according to your divine will, purpose, and plan for each person's life that she's prayed for. Thank you for the opportunity to be an intercessor for others in Christ Jesus' name. And as we pray to you, we trust you. I thank you that I trust you, Lord God. I thank you for the measure of faith that you've given me. I thank you for the gift of faith that, Lord God, that we can come to you and we can, Lord God, pray, believing that we receive and we know that we shall, you will answer those prayers. Thank you so much. I thank you, Lord God, for the lessons that you've given us to learn along the way of life. Thank you so much. Thank you for the messages that you've given us, Heavenly Father. And I thank you, Lord God, that your word is true. Hallelujah, glory be to God. The word of God is right, glory be to God, and all of his works are done in truth. And I thank you that you let us know that you love us and you are a merciful God, a good God, a kind God, a great and mighty God, an awesome God, hallelujah, glory be to God, a miracle-working God, glory be to God. I thank you, Lord God, that you know all about us, Lord God, and you know, Lord God, as I said, the situations and circumstances that people face. You know about the wars and the Lord, those that have been displaced and destitute and poverty because of so many wars and so many situations, Lord God, that is not positive. And God, we realize, hallelujah, that Jesus, when he came to set the captive free. He came, hallelujah, so that we can live life to the full. Glory be to God. And I thank you today, hallelujah, glory be to God, that in your presence, and I pray for your presence as we pray the prayers of faith on this line, I thank you that you've taught us in your word that where two or three are gathered in your name, you will be in our midst. And God, we need your presence like never before, because we know that it's your presence that makes the difference in all of our lives. It's your presence that will break and destroy the yoke of bondages, Lord God. And there's so many yokes of bondages, but we thank you, Lord God, and we ask you this evening to help us, oh, Lord God. Thank you for being that God who is our helper. Glory be to God. I thank you for Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Father God, there are those that are not feeling good, those that are weak, those that are going through health issues, Lord God. And I pray that, Lord God, that they get in that secret place with you, Lord God. You said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide, stay, dwell. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Glory be to God. He that shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, Lord God, and that person, Lord God, that's going through right now, they need your help. They need to sit, hallelujah, at your feet, praise God, and glean from you. They need to sit, and Lord God, just in your presence, because according to Psalm 16, in your presence is the fullness of joy. Glory be to God. And I ask you, Lord God, for help. I ask you, Lord God, for special prayer requests for those that are going through this evening. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we lift up, Lord God, all of those, Lord God, that have been prayed for so far. And we pray for Jeanette. We pray for Brother Bird. In the name of Jesus, oh God, those, Lord God, that are going through different situations. I heard Minister BJ mention a list of people, Lord God, Teresa and surgery that she's going to go through. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you are so good and you care so much about us, and you've taught me in your word that you don't want people to die. You want them to live. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you. You said that you would that none should perish, but that a person, if they don't know you, they should turn from their wicked ways, Lord God, and turn to repentance, Lord God. Come and surrender to the Lord while they have breath in their body, and as some say, while the warm blood is running in their veins, Lord God. I pray for your people this evening, Lord God. I know if I'm just a regular person, hallelujah, and I feel like, Lord God, I would love for people to have the fullness of joy. I would love for them not to have to suffer with these sicknesses and these diseases. And, Lord God, all of this turmoil, the stress and anxiety and oppression and depression and, Lord God, all of these different things that the enemy is throwing in their path as distractions, Lord God, to get them to not focus on who you are. Because you are God, and I know that you do what you say. I learned that as a little God, as a little child, that you are a great God. You are a big God. And when we come to you in faith, Lord God, you hear our requests and you answer those. And you, Lord God, will bring it to pass what we stand in need of. So, Father, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, to help those, Lord God, that need a special touch. So many in the hospitals, Lord God, some crying out in the hospital, help, help, I need help. And, Lord God, I don't believe people will just go to the hospital just to kick it there. I think they're going because they need help. And we thank you. We pray, Lord God, for those that are in health care and medical staff. We pray that you would give them the help they need, God. If you don't give them understanding of how to properly diagnose or how to properly help people, Lord God, they won't be no different than the people that are walking down the street. So we ask you to help those in health care and medical staff, Father God. And we pray against, Lord God, those that are doing things just to add to the paycheck, the blood of Jesus against that type of wicked behavior in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to have mercy. Someone's diagnosed with cancer. They may have, Lord God, some type of sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, heart trouble. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to have mercy and to help. Somebody has an inability to be able to move like they want to. We pray, oh, Lord God, that you turn these situations around. In the name of Jesus, somebody, Lord God, hallelujah, have to be fed through a feeding tube. We ask you for mercy on today. And, Lord God, we declare and decree and speak, Lord God, no more, Lord God, cancer growth. We speak, Lord God, no aneurysms, no heart attacks, no strokes, Lord God, no blood clots, hallelujah, no kidney stones or gallstones. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask you to heal these skin disorders in Christ Jesus' name. We ask you to heal respiratory disorders, Lord God. So it looks like ever since this pandemic, some people are getting respiratory illnesses that they did not have before. Maybe asthma, maybe some type of congestion, but we pray for your supernatural miracle work and healing power to move and Lord God, destroy the works of the demon of affliction in Jesus' name. Now, I know you got a day, hallelujah, that there's going to be no more tears, no more sickness, no more disease. But in the meantime, I know that you're God, hallelujah, that's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. So I'm praying for those, Lord God. I pray for people, Lord God, those with blood disorders, those, Lord God, with kidney trouble, in the name of Jesus. Father, in Christ Jesus, we pray for those with mind disorders, praying that you're turning around dementia, Alzheimer's, bipolar, schizophrenia. Lord God, we pray, oh God, for those that are oppressed, depressed, in Christ Jesus. We pray for a divine deliverance. Thank you, Father God, that you said, whatever we ask you in the name of Jesus, you would give it to us so that our joy would be full. You said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. So I'm standing on your promises. I'm trusting what you say in your word, Father God, and I'm bringing situations to you because I realize, and I'm just a normal, regular human being, but I trust the living God, and I've seen where you've done mighty things, Lord God. Hallelujah. You turn situations around, hallelujah, and you've caused, Lord God, things to change for people. So we pray, and we pray for the body of Christ. We pray for those in positions of leadership, those in positions of authority. We pray for our military. We pray for our governmental officials, Lord God, those in, Lord God, the House of Representatives, Senate, and Congress. We pray for our president, vice president, Lord God, those who are legislators who have to make laws, Father God. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, for people all over the world, praying for those that are yet lost. And some of them don't. They go to church. They go to church. Sometimes they may go to church. They may not go all the time, but they believe that they're headed to heaven. But God, if they're not on the right path, I pray that you open up their blinded eyes and let them see, Lord God, before it's too late. Let them turn, hallelujah, and make a decision to fully surrender, hallelujah, their life to yours in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, so many need help. We pray against, Lord God, all this violence, Lord God, in the earth today. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, hallelujah, that the sword of the anointing, Lord God, your word will go forth with deliverance in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh Lord God, that you give us liberty and freedom from all of this sickness and disease, the COVID virus, these long-term, and I cancel the long-term effects of COVID and any other viral infection in Christ Jesus' name. We pray for deliverance, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God. We pray for those who have aches and pains because of arthritis. We plead the blood of Jesus against that arthritis demon. In the name of Jesus, we command it to crawl back to the hole from which it came. And I thank you, Lord God, for healing, Lord God, this excess pain that people are dealing with because of arthritis in Christ Jesus. And I pray that that will soon be a thing of the past as well in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for those who've had operations, Apostle Burton, Lord God, and thank you for healing her body after the knee surgery in Christ Jesus' name, and restore, Lord God, her to her good health in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just pray for all of our brothers and sisters in Christ. We pray for our persecuted Christians around the world, Lord God. Remember, Lord God, your people, and Lord God, we pray that you give them the help. You let them know, Lord God, as long as they stay steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in your work, Lord God, you're going to make sure you take good care of them. And we pray that you recompense tribulation to the ones that trouble them in Jesus' name. And we realize we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but God, you deal with that adversary. And I thank you, Lord God, that you put him in his place. We pray in Christ Jesus' name that every stronghold, every addiction is pulled down by the authority of the living God in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray for those loved ones, Lord God, that have been influenced by the wicked one and enticed by that wicked one, that they, Lord God, that tie that the enemy had over them is now broken, annihilated, consumed in Christ Jesus' name, and they no longer, that door that might have been open at one time is closed to that devil in Jesus' name. We pray, oh Lord God, that people will take you at your word and get in agreement with what you say. You said if with your stripes that we are healed, then we claim the healing that people need. We claim the deliverance in Christ Jesus' name. And we pray, oh Lord God, for people, like I said, everywhere, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, and I pray that you will nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of wickedness, the works of evil everywhere in the name of Jesus. So many things come to try to interfere with your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives, and we say it will not prosper in the name of Jesus. Just as your word said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We say what the enemy is trying to do is already rendered null and void in Christ Jesus' name. We trust you, Father God. Hallelujah. You said in your word, there's no good thing that you will withhold from them that walk upright. And we pray, Father God, that you keep us on a path, hallelujah, that leads to life. In Jesus' name, we're trusting you. We're taking you at your promise, Father God. Remember those that stand in the need, Lord God, of a special miracle. We pray that those miracles be released in this season, before this year is out, that things are turned around in people's lives, Lord God. Somebody's been waiting that may not have been waiting 40 years or 38 years or 18 or 12 years, but God, they've been waiting. Just like Hannah was going back and forth yearly, Lord God, for the sacrifice and the worship, and she would pray for that child, Lord God. Hallelujah, but she didn't give up. So as we hold fast and trust you, Lord God, we pray that you bring those things to pass that people stand in need of. Have mercy this evening, Heavenly Father. Forgive us, Lord God, and help us, Lord God, to trust you and to take you at your word. Help us, Lord God, to count on you, to depend on you. For we realize, as the songwriter say, I thought I could do a lot on my own. I thought I was a mighty big man, but I had to find out that I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I pray for those, Lord God, on this line who've had trouble sleeping. I remember Prophet Bird mentioned about not being able to sleep because she worked so long at nighttime. God, I pray that you turn that situation around and you let her have sweet sleep at night in the name of Jesus. I pray for Brother Black. He also mentioned something about having trouble sleeping, and I pray that you, Lord God, at a touch and agree with the healing for his dental surgery, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and Lord God, heal his sleep disorder in Christ Jesus' name. God, we just pray for your people this evening. We thank you, Lord God, and we pray that you touch that lymphedema situation that Minister BJ has been dealing with. And we pray where the doctors say that there's no cure, well, God, you are the cure, and we're trusting you. And we thank you, Lord God, and we're trusting that you're turning that around and you're speaking to that condition and say, look, lymphedema, you're not authorized in this body. Jesus. We command you to uproot yourself and be cast back to the pit from which you come. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you so much. We bless you so much, and we praise you. We honor you. I pray your blessings upon the family of God and the people of God, our children, our schools, our teachers, Lord God, so many standing in need. And God, I pray favor during this holiday. I know sometime during the holiday season there's a lot of tragedies, but we say it shall not be in the name of Jesus. We pray for safety. We pray for favor. We pray for a blessed time in Christ Jesus' name. When we seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, the things that we stand in need of will be provided for. We love you, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you. Thank you, Lord God. Keep us, Lord God, as the apple of your eye, and keep us in your presence. In Jesus' name, we pray the prayer of faith. I honor you, Lord God, this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read Psalms 112, 1 to 2. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fear the Lord, that delight greatly in his commandment. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Glory be to your name, Father God. Lord, I thank you for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. Because, Lord, your promises is what we must stand on. If you said it, believe by faith and take it by his word. Lord God, we thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping us through storms, Lord God, because only you can keep us, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we come together, Lord God, interceding for one another, interceding for those we know and those we don't know, Heavenly Father. But, Lord, your word said, Lord, if we pray, so, Lord, we know prayer is the key in every area. Help us to stand faithful on your word, Lord God. If you said it, believe it and stand on it. Oh, Father God, I thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for waking us up that we's able to be on this line, knowing that you are our outer and finish of everything, Father God. Help us to remember, Lord, that you are the only living God. And if you said it, Lord, that's it. Father, I love you. I praise you. I glorify you and you alone, Heavenly Father. As I bring sons and daughters before you, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to strengthen them, Heavenly Father. Strengthen them through these times, Lord God. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus around them, Lord, wherever they are, Heavenly Father, that they are covered under the blood of the Lamb and that no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus. For they are mighty children of the living God. Oh, Father God, thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so good to us all, Heavenly Father. Because you are the only way, Heavenly Father. Help us to stand and to know that your promises is real. We pray for our grandchildren, Lord God, our great-grands, Lord God. Oh, Father God, keep our edge around them, Lord. There's so many things going on with the young people today, Heavenly Father. Lord, we know you see it all and you know it all. But we still calling out to you in behalf of them. Because we know you are the only way, Lord. There is no other way, Lord Jesus. You are the way, the truth, and the light. And your word tells us if we pray, Lord. So we know that prayer is the key, Heavenly Father. And we ask you, Father God, to have mercy, Lord. Have mercy on so many young people today is out there, Lord God. They're going in the wrong path, Lord God. Help them, Lord Jesus. Send someone part their way, Lord, to let them know that there is a Savior that loves them. And then will turn them around if they cry out to him, Lord God. And those that is on the right path, Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for keeping them, Lord God. But Father God, you see the heart of every man. Nothing is hidden from you, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we come today, Lord, all of us on this line, standing in the gap for our children and other children, our brothers and sisters, those we know and those we don't know, we still stand in the gap for them, Lord God. And, Lord, we bring them all before you. Whatever their need is, Lord, we claim it's met in the name of Jesus. For we bind up the works of the enemy that come against them. It have no authority in their body. Because, Lord, your word tells us the power that if we bind these things, Lord, you give us the power to bind these things. Sickness and disease shall not have dominion over our body. Father God, your word tells us, Heavenly Father, that by your stripes we are healed. So we know that the disease that come against the body is not of you, Lord God. So we stand in the gap for brothers and sisters, Lord God. Casting down sickness and diseases in the name of Jesus. Because it has no dominion over the body. Lord, you said in your word, Father God, cast all our cares on you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I believe in the name of Jesus that if we cast all our cares on you, Lord God, you will do what you say you'll do. Because your word cannot be void, Heavenly Father. If you said it, Lord, we believe it. Lord, you see Theodora and Ceci, Lord God, that foul spirit of cancer come against the body. But, Lord, your promises tell us whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. That foul spirit that attacked the body right now in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, your promises tell us what we bind, Lord. You didn't say what you bind, Lord. You said we bind it first. And then it will be bound in heaven. Help us to have the faith, Lord God, and to know that there is nothing on this earth is more powerful than your word. Help us, Father God, to seek you more and more and more every day, Lord God. Lord, you see Mary and Jenny, Lord God. That false spirit attacked their mind. But, Father, I know you gave us a sound mind. So we bind in that false spirit up right now in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs in the name of Jesus. Loose the mind in the name of Jesus. Because, Father, you gave us a sound mind, Heavenly Father. And it's in the name of Jesus we claim in healing, Lord God. Healing in the bodies, Lord God. And we bind up that spirit of fear that come against brothers and sisters, Lord. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. For, Lord, you're no respecter of men. You do it for one, Lord. You'll do it for the other. You're no respecter, Lord. Nobody's better than nobody when it comes to you, Lord God. Your children is all the same. You treat us, Lord. So help my sisters, Lord, to stand. Stand, Lord God, and cast these sickness and the foul spirit that bring it to them, cast it back. Let it turn around in the name of Jesus. Lord, you see everything that's going on here in this earth. Nothing is new to you, Heavenly Father. Nothing is new to you. But it's in Jesus' name we claim victory in every area because your promises tell us, Lord God, if we pray, Lord. And, Lord, we believe, Lord God, that prayer is our key, Lord. We believe, Lord God, that pain cannot take over our body. We cast in that foul spirit back to the pit of hell where it belongs. In Jesus' name, we have the authority, Lord God, because you gave it to us. So pain that come against the sister legs, Lord God, we bind it up. It got to loose in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, you see your pastors, Lord. Pray, Lord God, that you continue to strengthen them more and more every day, Lord God. For, Lord, those are your pastors, Lord God. And your word said, Lord God, that you will give us pastors of your own heart. You said it, Father God. I believe it, Father God. For it's only in Jesus' name we can stand faithful. There's no other name that we can stand on but the name of Jesus. If he said it, believe it, baby. Believe it. Because he's no respecter of person. He'd do it for one, he'll do it for the other. Help us to walk according to your word, Lord God. Help us to stand strong and know that you are the author and finisher of our life, Lord. Help us, Heavenly Father, to seek more and more of your word in our life, Lord. Seek it. Just keep hitting and hitting. Because that's the only thing going to keep us, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for strengthening them, Lord God. Thank you for keeping each and every one strong, Lord God. That we continue to seek more and more of your word. That we continue to know that if you said it, no man can devour it. No man can write it out. You said it, we believe it, and we stand. Thank you for your mercy and your grace in our lives, Lord. Thank you that every need has already been met according to your word, Lord God. And Father, you are the only way for us, Heavenly Father. Help us to learn to stand strong on your promises. Help us to know that if we speak it, then receive it and stand faithful. Knowing that there is none like you, Heavenly Father. You are the only deliverer, the only provider. There is no other God but you, Lord God. The only deliverer is you, Heavenly Father. There is no other. We only have one Savior, and that is the Savior, Jesus Christ. If we stand on the promises, he'll never let us down. Help us, Father God, to continue to stand. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to keep us strong through all things, Lord, because you are the author and finisher of everything, Heavenly Father, and nothing is too hard that you cannot bring down, Lord. So, Father God, we know that you see it all, Heavenly Father. But we know that you are a God that answers prayers. There is no prayers that you don't hear, Lord God. No prayers that you don't see and you cannot reel around. We know that you is a God that hears each cry, Lord God. The same our forefather cry out to you, Lord God, and you answer is the same God that we cry out to. And Lord, we thank you today. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for keeping us, Father God, because you're the only one that keep us in good health, Lord, no one else. The enemy tried to destroy, but we know that your word promised us, Lord. You said if we pray, if we believe, if we stand faithful, we will get our desire come forth. Help us to know, Lord God, that you make no mistakes. Help us to stand faithful regard what we see in this world. Stand faithful in your promises. And Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for all my sisters and brothers that's on the line. Thank you for those that is not listening, but they need a help, Lord God. So Lord, send someone part the crossway, Lord, that they'll know that there's a better day today. If things don't work out today, there's another day coming. But God, do answer prayers. Help us, Lord, to continue to stand as one. To stand as one, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, high God, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just thank you for all what you're doing right now, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I just pray right now, Father. God, I just ask you to forgive me for every sin and fault that I might have said or done. God, I ask you, Lord God, to look down on us on tonight, Lord God. Father, you know all things, Lord God. And you know what's going on and what's not going on, Father. So, God, I just want to say thank you, Lord God. I want to thank you for Pastor Hubble tonight, God. I want to thank you for the woman of God that's always having the line open for each and every one to pray. I just thank God for the woman of God on tonight, God, that you continue to bless her and keep her and her family, Lord God. You knows what they need and you knows what they stand in the need of. And so, God, we just thank you right now, God, for it. We just thank you, Lord God, for all the prayer warriors that's on the line on tonight, God. Those that's on here and those that's not on here, Father. We just pray for each and every one, God, that you will touch their hearts, God, and touch their families, and you knows what they need, God, and you knows how to change and work these situations out. Father, we thank you, Lord God. I just want to read the scripture here in Matthew 11 and 28 and 30. We'll always love to read this scripture, and I just say, Lord God, help this word to get in my heart, God, that I may not sin against you, Lord God, where it said, come unto me, all ye that labor in our heavy labor, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so, God, I come on tonight, Lord. I come asking you, Lord God, to touch right now, God. I come asking you, Lord God, to look down on mankind everywhere, that people will realize, God, that you is a healer and you is a deliverer, God. And whatever they need, God, help them to come to you, Lord God. Help them to realize, God, that you will not cast them away. You will work out things for them if they only just trust and rely on you, Lord God. If they just put their trust and confidence in you, you will work these situations out for. Help them, Lord God, to realize, God, that they need a change of heart. And they need a change of mind. And help them not to be wishy-washy, Lord God. Help them to realize, God, that you are the author and the finish of their faith in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God. We just thank you for all what you have brought us through, Lord God. We thank you for how you woke me up this morning, Lord God, how you started me on another day that I never seen before. Thank you, Lord God, for just giving me the mind to want to do right, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, because it didn't always have a mind to want to do right. Thank you, Lord God, for just a for the cool water, for the water that you give us the bathe in after we get up in the morning time and after we wake up and open up our eyes and be able to get off the bed and be able to walk. And we can go to our shower and take that shower with that good, clean water. Well, somebody somewhere don't have that water. They don't have that clean water. They're not staying in a nice house like some people are staying in. And they don't have the things that some people may have. But, God, I just pray for them. I pray for them right now, Lord. Some are standing inside the road. Some are standing inside the stoplight. And sitting there, some is there. A man was there the other day. He was playing music. And say, I pray for these kind of people, Lord God. But once I say, God, I just ask you right now to help people not to be just out there doing things to just be doing and messing up the ones that really need help. Because sometimes people can do things and they can mess up the one that really needs some help and just out there doing stuff or just picking up money just to get stuff. So, God, I pray for those kind of minds of people because people got these here minds that they don't even care. They don't care how they hurt nobody. They don't even care how they hurt their own self sometimes. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus for the mind of the people because there's so much different situations are going on in the world today. And we have to be aware and we have to be alert of things because so much is happening, so much is going on. And so, God, I just pray right now, God, for the world as a whole, God. I ask you, Lord God, to look down on the young people, Lord God. Touch them, Lord God. Touch each and every young person in your name, Jesus. Look on them, Lord God. Give them strength, Lord God, to be able to carry on. Give them strength to let them see things. Open up their eyes and let them know, God, that there is a better way. And, Lord God, help them. Some people just look at their mama and their parents sometimes. Some young people look at their mother and their parents. But help them to realize that's okay. But I pray that mama and daddy is going the right way because the right way is Jesus' way. So I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would just touch young people, Lord God, because they love their mother, they love their father, and they want to do right. But let them know, Heavenly Father, to come to you. Come to you. You are the one that can change their heart. You are the one that can work things out in their life. You are the one that can pull the scales off of their eyes when they thought they was going right and they thought they was doing the right thing. Let them realize, God, that you will open up that door and you will make a way for them. And I just pray, Lord God, that you will just have mercy on them right now in the name of Jesus. Because the word of God said that Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. So help us to believe that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And when we're going through our problem, when we're going through our situation, and when we're sick in our body, help us to learn to trust you, Lord God. Help us to learn to give it to you, Lord, and cast those cares on you, Lord. Because you said by your stripes that we are already healed. We're not a people trying to get healed. We are already healed because you already done it. And so, God, I just want to thank you, Lord God, and help us not to be so busy at times. Sometimes we can get so busy and we don't even take the time to say a little a word to you, and you love us. You love us so much you sent your son Jesus in the world, not to condemn the world, but through by him that we all could be saved. So help us to have the real love, because we know you love us, but do we love you? So help us, Lord God. Help us to stand. Help us to stand and be real at what we do, Lord God. Help us be real people. Help us not to be, like I think I hear my sister say so, help like that. Help us not to be phony. Help us to come boldly to you. Help us to pour our heart to you, out to you. And you know what we're doing. You know that we're doing wrong. You know we're walking wrong if we acting the wrong way. You know these things. We can't hide that from you. So help us, Lord God, because you already shine that light on us. You already shine that bright light on us. And so, God, help us. If we got the light, help us to walk in the light. Help us to walk in that light. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord. We just thank you for your word. because I've learned that the word of God will change you. I've learned it myself. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done in my life. I know where you brought me from. So I just thank you, Lord God. And I pray for the world as a whole. I pray for people everywhere. I pray for them. And I bind up the devil because the devil is a liar. He is a liar from the pits of hell. So I bind that devil up right now. He have no authority over people of God. And he have no authority on those that want to do right. That they're trying to change. They want to come forward. And we believe in God, as we continue to pray for that stellar man and that stellar woman, we continue to pray for them. God will bring them in. God will pull them in. I just thank you, Lord God, for it, because I know there is a change coming. I know there's a change coming for people. And if we could just hold on and keep the faith and not worry about it, not fret about it, just leave it alone and just continue to pray and let God work it out. Just like he did with I just have to keep talking about my flower, because I tell you, I thank God. I mean, it may be nothing to anyone else, but this flower I think about the seed. We are a seed, and that's what we come from, a seed. We were first a seed, and how God has grown us up, and how the Bible is a seed, how it grows, and just like the Bible said, having faith as a grain of mustard seed, and you know if you got one little mustard seed, how it produced. I praise God for what he's doing, what the revelation and knowledge that he's given me out of this flower. I thank God for it. And I pray, Lord God, that God will continue to look, that God will change. He will change people. He is going to open up doors. He's going to change some things. He is going to work out things in Israel. He is changing things over there. It may not look like things are doing work out, but they may be dying and doing this now. But God's going to step. God's going to change it. God's going to change some things. He's going to work it out, because we know the bad things come before the good. So we're going to believe God. We're going to just stand on his word, and we're going to call it done in the name of Jesus, because he sent his word to heal us and to deliver us. So we got to trust God. When we Pastor Hubbard said, we got to trust God. We keep tracing. We got to trust him. We got to let it. We got to do like the Word of God said: let us not be weary and well doing, and do see we'll reap if we faint not. So we can't faint. There ain't no time to be fainting. Ain't no time to be doubting out. It's time to seek God. Even though sometimes we may look like we doubting out, but in the inside of us, we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. So, God, I just thank you for what you're doing. I pray, Lord God, for each and every one, like I said, on the prayer line. I pray, Lord God, for those I know and those that I don't know. And I pray, Lord God, that you'll look down on my nephew. I thank God for my nephew doing better the other day where he got shot. I thank God he's doing better. He began to walk a little bit. I thank God for him. I thank God for the lady that I was keeping a little boy that she hit a deer. I thank God she's doing better. I thank God for my little niece, how she's doing better, what she had passed out. I thank God for her. I thank God for my other nephew, that time when he had got in the accident with a car. I praise God for that. So I see God is doing some things. It may, like I said, it may not look like it, but God is doing change and work in all people's life. He is doing some things. So I just thank you, Heavenly Father, because I know the Word of God says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. And we know we're living in a time of need, and we just have to come boldly and trust God and let God work these things out and lean not to our own understanding, and all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Praise you, Jesus. We bless the Lord for the prayers that went forth. Praise God. And we're going to have Sister Rachel, Pastor Sims, and Sister Laura. But Father, we come against glory to God. It's just even hearing that report with all of them all at once with Mother McCormick's family. We curse and cancel those accidents and those death threats of the enemy right now. We cancel every device and tool of the enemy that come, glory to God, that come in and bring trying to bring a wrecking ball in that family, In the name of Jesus, we speak healing. We know you know behind the scenes what caused these things, and we know it's from the enemy, but even anything in their lives that needs to change in some of their lives and other things just happened because the enemy just attacked. But God, we are praying for salvation for some and healing and deliverance and glory to God and encouragement and enlightenment and even some that their faith is being built. We plead the blood of Jesus for every attack, and we speak health and life and encouragement in the name of Jesus. Send the Satan back and his little courses back to the dry place from whence he came. And we pray, glory to God, that you will bless and encouragement come to them and any of us, God. We are praying right now for those attacks as we stand in the gap for others. We bind it up for coming against our household, our families, loved ones, and even in this church family and this ministry in the name of Jesus. God, as we continue to look to the hills with God coming to our help, we realize it comes from you. You have that plan for us. So we plead the blood of Jesus when the enemy comes to try to steal and rob right now. And we speak over that life, health, and wholeness. And we speak of determination to carry out whatever assignment you have for us in the name of Jesus. And we are praying that we don't have to go through no incidents, accidents, or near death. Glory to God to have no testimony. Our testimony, even just for even living, saving this time of life, glory to God, with all the chaos going on around us, that we stay stable and determined and not be swayed by the things that are going on. So even if that's a miracle in itself, because so many have, glory to God, to start to compromise and floating and stepping away from the things of God. So God, keep us and keep our minds. Keep our children, our seed seeds, in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, we're going to receive Sister Rachel, then glory to Pastor Sims and Sister Laura. Then we're going to take our prayer request. And we take authority over the works of the enemy to come against Sister Jana Maker. She was on the line listening, but glory to God, whatever that enemy is trying to come against her throat with the coughing and even with the irritation and the agitation she's been going through, as God bless her, as the prayer warrior to be standing on God's word, she got to be able to do prayer with New Hope tomorrow on Tuesday because she leaves that line. I bind Satan up for glory to God, agitating this woman of God as she's determined to do the will of God. We plead the blood of Jesus against him right now and any of us that's trying to stand and do what God called us to do in Jesus' name. And God, I even thank you tonight for even touching my throat. We were irritating from last night to today for time to pray. God, I thank you for lifting that. And even that thing that tried to come back, even after prayer comes out, we bind that up and send it back to the dry places. God, we speak that these voices will come forth. You will use us and we'll have that determination in our minds set to obey what you say, and you give us the strength and the courage to go through and keep us healed and whole. And even when, glory to God, things do attack, we thank you that this too shall pass. It will, glory to God, go and come and go, and it will not linger in the name of Jesus, because we stand on your word and your promises. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The line is open for you, my dear.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Glory to God. Coming from 91 Psalms, he that dwelleth in a secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say unto the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares and the floors and from the north and palaces. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust, and his truth shall be thy shield and thy buckle. Praise God. Thank you, God. We thank you for the reading of the word, God. Lord, we thank you, God, because you are what you say you are. We can depend on you, Father. When we cannot depend on anyone else, you told us in your word not to put our trust in man, but put all our trust in you, Jesus. You will never deceive us or leave us, and you have not, God. And, Lord, I thank you for that. And, Lord, you are my shield, and you are my buckle. You are all of our shield and our buckle if we allow you to be. Whatever we need from God, if we allow him to, we go to him at his throne. He said, come boldly. He didn't say, come stir, shaky. Come boldly and ask him. And he said he would do it if you believe. According to your faith, it will be done unto you. Not according to Rachel's faith. Not according to Pastor BJ's faith. According to your faith in the Lord. Build your faith up.
Let God build you from start to finish. Therefore, you will be able to stand against the wolves. And yes, that's why he got other saints to stand with you. Because there's some babies out there. And there's some in-between babies that need someone to stand and intercede for them. God, we thank you tonight for being our everything. He sees and he knows everything before it even starts to happen. He knows what's in your mind. God, we thank you, God, because you are able to regulate the mind. So, God, we ask you tonight to go in and regulate the mind of people that's got bad things on their mind to do to other people, God. God, because we know you are that you are. We know that you see everything. Nothing is missing from you, Father. God, we depend on you, God, for everything. Not one thing, but everything, God. Lord, we cry mercy, Lord. Mercy, have mercy, God. Give them a mind to want to serve you, God. Let them taste and see how good you are, Father. Only you, God, the word, God. Let your word be planted, God. Your word is going to and fro, Father God, like never before, Lord. Lord, let them see, God, what they're doing is wrong, God. And there is a heaven and there is a hell. And you got a choice. God, give us a choice to choose which way we want to go. God, I thank you, Holy Ghost Spirit. I thank you, Father God, for turning them around before it's too late, God. Lord, I thank you, God, for having mercy upon them, Father God. Lord, we thank you. You said you make our enemies our footstool. Do we believe what Jesus said? Yes, I do. I believe the report of the Lord. I believe God is able to turn around any sickness, any disease. I believe that God is able to turn around anything. I believe if somebody was to come to my door right now, they want to harm me, that God is able to make them turn back around and not even come. Go back the other way. I got that much faith. It's words I say. We got to stretch out in Jesus like never before. We think we're seeing something now. We ain't seen the half of the things that's to come. And we got to stretch out in him. We got to stretch out in the Lord like never before. We got to call on him like never before. For ourselves and other people that we don't even know. And for our family members that are unsaved. Lord, we're asking you to save them, God, to the utmost, God. Lord, because we know without you we can do nothing, Lord. We're dependent on you, Jesus. We're dependent on you to move things, God, to turn it around. And we can see it because we walk by faith and not by sight. Magdalene was talking about her flower. Her flower was looking dead. But God turned it around. He didn't let it say that when she spoke life. She spoke to it, life to it. That's what we have to do as we out witnessing to people. We speak life unto them. We plant the seed that God is watering it. Somewhere down the line, it's gonna hit them. Well, you know, Sister So-and-so told me so-and-so. About some kind of way, God will get your attention. If you have to go behind jail doors. No, we don't want nobody to go there. No, we don't. But some people, in order for God to get their attention, he got to get them still. If you have to put your fat on your back, glory, hallelujah, Jesus, I hear your Holy Ghost. He's going to get your attention. We have to obey Jesus. It's not Burger King. Have it your way. To the woman of God last night, how the woman of God was talking on faith and what was that woman's name? Hannah? Was her name Hannah, y'all? The husband baby. And she had lost her faith. Guess what? She would have never had a baby. She didn't let go of her faith. Her name up. I can't pronounce that name right. Y'all have to help me. Sometimes I have a hard time pronouncing some words. She peeked on us in the wall. God is not pleased. We are supposed to love on one another. We're supposed to help one another, lift one another up, just like just then. I couldn't say that word right. But I know what's on the inside. I know my Father is on the inside of me. He got somebody that can pronounce the word right for me. So I can't throw in the towel just because I can't pronounce the word right. God is able to increase my knowledge of speech. He's able. Didn't he do it for Job? Was it Job who was that followed Job around and spoke for him because his speech pattern
Moses.
Was not right? Was it Moses?
And Aaron.
Okay. Yes. Y'all know exactly who I'm trying to talk about. That's who I'm trying to talk about. Thank you. Thank you, sister.
Let's keep the prayers going.
And I thank God for doing it because he's able. There's a lot of children that has problems with their speech. There's a lot of children that has problems. Their minds is they're being led wrong. So we ask God to intercede in all of that. Be leaders, not followers. Be leaders. No matter how hard it looks, no matter how hard it seems, be leaders of the Lord. Don't follow the other one that's going down the wrong path. Stay on that narrow road. If we stay on the narrow road, my God, God will open doors we never thought would be open. I'm a living witness. God, we thank you tonight for healing the sick, for covering everybody, God, with your precious blood. Lord, we thank you for going into houses and byways and highways. God, we thank you, Father God, for covering people under your blood that's out on the highways, eating these trucks, driving these trucks, taking food back and forth, God. Lord, we thank you for taking care of them, God. God, we just give you the glory because it's you, Lord. It's you. Everything is moving by the power of God. Man thinks he's going to destroy this world. Not so, says the Lord. He says he's coming back to receive. And what he says, he means what he says. And God, we thank you tonight. Lord, I love you, God. Lord, we love you with all our heart and soul. God, we just want to tell you thank you. All I hear is a hallelujah. Give him a hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him when we get up. Praise him. Praise him when we open our eyes in the morning. Praise him as we go through the day. Praise him. Just give him the praise. Have a prayer on your lips at all times. Because you don't never know who needs that prayer. Sometimes I wake up and I be praying. I don't know who that prayer is for. But God does. And I don't mind interceding. And I told God I thank you. I thank him for everything. He's so good. God, I just give you the glory. I give you the honor. Sometimes the enemy tries to come in and slow you down. I was feeling tired. I will too. Praise Satan throwing in the towel. God's been too good to me. He's done too much for me. He's given me strength right now. I'm claiming my strength. Whatever it is, it's got to go. I don't receive it. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. I thank you for Brother Bright's healing. God, I thank you for all the sisters that are sick, God. Lord, I thank you for their healing, God, because you are mighty, God. You're right now, God. You can do it right now. Or sometimes we may have to wait a little while, but if we don't give up on our faith, surely he's going to do it because he said so in his word. And he is not the son of man that shall lie nor repent. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And Father, everybody that has been on this line before me, lifted up. It's no, You don't have to worry and wonder who are they talking about, because it's evident we're talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And we come continuing to lift him up because he's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our worship. All good and perfect things come through him and to him, through him alone. Oh, Father God, I come confessing my faults and my sins before you tonight, Lord God. Help me, Father, to walk upright before you, Lord. If it's something that I'm doing that's not like you and I'm not aware of it, Father, I ask you to call it to my attention and cast it. Help me to be able to cast it away, Lord. Father, I thank you for your mercy and I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your ever-loving kindness, Father, that you've shown toward me and mine, Father, and, Father, even to mankind. I know, like my sister said before me, it's a lot of things going on in the world. It's a lot of tragedies and so many things, so many, many things. But you're still in charge, and it's still some good things. You can find some good things to think about, to talk about, to share with other people. And, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to come with the Holy Ghost broom and just sweep out all the evil, all of the sickness, all of the diseases, the war, all, anything that you didn't cause to happen. Because we realize sometimes you cause things to happen. And you're in charge of that, and you're going to steward that, and you'll see it through. So, Lord God, I ask you to bless mankind everywhere. Let mankind know that you are God, and besides you, there's none other. Like one of the sisters that came before me said, that we take things kind of for granted. When you can get up and you don't think nothing about it, you jump right out of the bed, you go and you take your shower, you fix your breakfast and all. But all of that is a mighty blessing. And Father, we know that you are a healer. We know you can do all things. Our faith will cause mighty works to prevail in our lives. And Father, we come just praising you and thanking you. And I ask you, Lord God, have mercy upon people that have been accused of committing crimes and doing things that they are not guilty of. They may even be incarcerated, or they may be waiting to go to trial. Father, I ask you to take a special attention to these people, Father, and cause them to hold on to their faith and believe that because they are innocent, that you will help them and you will bring them through these things. If not, Father, we know that you have a plan for their life. Even like as Joseph, you have a plan for them. And it's to bring them, Jeremiah 29:11, to a perfect end. You're not trying to hurt nobody. You're trying to bless. Help us, Father, to allow you to bless us more and more because we hold fast to our faith. We hold fast to the word, Father. Any sickness or disease or anything that anybody has on this line, Father, we ask that you wipe it out, Lord God. That same Holy Ghost broom, just sweep it, Father. Sweep it away into the abyss from where it came, that we'll be able and we'll be willing to stand up and say, for God I live, for God I die. We ask these blessings in the strong, powerful, and mighty name of Jesus. I say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Father God,
thank
in
you.
The name of Jesus. Lord God, please, for all of my sins, omission, commission sins, every idle word, every thought not pleasing in your sight, Father, please forgive me, Father. Father, I come in agreement with every prayer that's been prayed by my sisters. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Thank you for waking us up this morning, closing our right mind, full use of our limbs, Father God. Father, I thank you for every organ in our body functioning the way you spoke and told it to function, God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for what you've done and what you're about to do, oh God. Lord God, go into the nursing homes, Lord God. Lord God, I know you're able to raise them back up, Lord God. Lord God, give them another chance, Lord God. Lord God, let their families come and visit them, God. Lord God, let the people that prepare their food prepare it, Lord God, as if they were feeding their family, oh God. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I ask that you look on every young person, Lord God. Save, sanctify, and fill them with your precious Holy Ghost, Lord God. Lord God, because they are our next generation, Lord God. And Lord God, keep them covered with your blood, Lord God. Lord God, I ask, Lord God, that you keep all my brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord God, covered with your blood, Lord God. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy upon us all, God. Father, help us to walk right, talk right, act right, live right, and love right, God. Lord God, help us to get that love right, God. Lord God, if we don't know how to love right, God, Lord God, show us, oh God. Lord God, I just thank you, Father, because you are love, Lord God. I thank you for everything, Lord God. I thank you for all of our senses operating the way you designed it to operate, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God. Those that are sick, Father, they are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. I send Isaiah 53 and Psalm 91. No sickness, no disease, no plague to come near out of willing, for you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and by your stripes we all be healed, God. Not was, might, maybe. We are healed, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that the stripes that you took, Jesus, was not in vain. You bore all our infirmities and our sins, Lord God. So we have no business bearing them now, God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for everything. I thank you for the healing, Lord God. Lord God, let healing be on earth as it is in heaven. Let joy be on earth as it is in heaven. Let peace be on earth, oh God, as it is in heaven. God, let your will be done, Lord God, on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, I thank you for everything that you have done, Lord God. Lead and guide us, oh God. Speak to us and through us at all times, Lord God. Lord God, don't let us be deceived, Lord God. And Lord God, when we read your word, let it come alive, Lord God. Let us get the right understanding of your word, God, so we won't lead nobody wrong, God. Lord God, let your light shine through us, oh God, not for us to get the glory, oh God, but you get the glory, oh God. Oh God, help us to win souls for you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I praise you. I give your name the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you, Miss Laura. Praise the Lord. Praise God for all the powerful prayers that went forth tonight. Bless God. Besides the prayers that we've already prayed for those that was in our prayers that we need to keep in mind of, any other prayer requests, I have a prayer request, and that's for to pray for Laura's surgery for her sinuses that's coming up. But there's somebody else, too. Oh, yeah, and a sister that's up in Seattle, Washington, her brother was having surgery on his heart today, Kelly, Evangelist Kelly. Brother, and we believe in God for him to bring it through. Hopefully I can be able to talk to her tonight. I think she's 2 hours different than mine. I can't remember. But in the meantime, anyone else? No one else have a prayer request?
Minister BJ, I thank and praise God, and I ask to continue to lift up Sister Jeanette. I went there to the hospital today, and the lady came in to give us some instructions on palliative care, which is a little different from hospice. Putting a PICC line in her. I think they're going to put that somewhere in her body so that she can get some medication intravenously, because I guess the doctor is saying the type of medicine that she's taking, that she was taking, is not working. The one that they can give her intravenously is working for her a little bit better. So Just keep her name up to the Lord in the name of Jesus. And we're still praying
for the heart?
For, what was that? Yes.
Is this
yes.
The one
she's
the heart?
One who,
okay.
Back in, I think it was back in January, that doctor had said she had a valve, a heart valve that
oh, yeah.
had collapsed. And
yeah.
they had taken her to Charleston, and they found some other stuff. But anyway, she opted not to have the – she's listening to the Lord, and I'm agree with listening to the Lord
yeah.
As far as that's concerned. But we thank and praise God for what God is already doing, and she just has a peace. And I just pray and ask God to just turn her situation. And I thank and praise God even for the prayer that Sister Laura just prayed. I'm really thank and praise God for those that speak and say, like Sister McCormick, to say, we are the healed. Glory be to God. And I just
yes.
thank and praise for that.
Yes,
and
I remember.
And with all of those prayers, praise God. So just keeping her up. And Brother Bird also, because the pastor mentioned on Sunday that, you know, he's in a lot of pain. I guess the stage four has a lot of pain dealing with that. So, and they're doing experimental, I think, type procedures for him to try to see if that's going to work. So we're just believing and trusting God for them in Jesus' name. And a lot of people are having respiratory situations, so we're praying and thanking God, and we're speaking, as Laura was saying and others were saying, that the sick are the healed in Christ Jesus' name, and based on those scriptures that she was quoting as well. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank
you. Amen. See, that's what the lady I've been keeping in heart. I keep forgetting her name, Jeanette. That's what I've been saying lately.
Yes.
I've been calling her name up. I remember when you had us all praying and how she's standing so strong and faithful, and she said that she wasn't going to go through that surgery and stuff like that. So I remember
that's
back
right.
during that time.
That's
and,
right.
and look what God's doing, even all the way up to now. So we're going to send you the
that's right.
thanks. God is the one
well,
that has
here,
the last
praise God,
so.
And they
yes,
surprised
the last
that she can walk down the hospital, you know, walking. The man told her today, she said, the therapist said, you don't need no therapy because she's walking back and forth. 3 or 4 times, and you know, they was trying to order this or that, and so just I said, just keep one eye open.
Look at my God, he's an awesome, phenomenal God, and every step of the way, he get all the praise, the glory, and the progress.
That's right.
Okay, how little
or
minute it might seem to somebody, I always say thank the Lord for any progress. Praise
that's
God,
right.
Amen.
Give
praise
the, glory
the Lord.
God.
Well,
amen.
Yes, ma'am?
This is
Laura. That's the one that said this?
I go to the doctor on the 29th.
It's on the 29th?
Yes, ma'am. The surgery has not been scheduled. I'm going to
okay.
see the surgeon tonight.
Okay, on
okay.
the 29th of November?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
I'll
do your prep.
I'll celebrate my birthday on the 18th.
Who has a birthday on the 18th? This is Laura speaking.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, then, Miss Laura, we
okay.
will try to remember that.
Okay.
18th birthday. Okay, I'll take yours because I said I won't have prep for that. For Evangelist Kelly, for the surgery for the heart, Mother McCormick, McCormick, the prayer for Jeanette. Mother Willette, go ahead and take that. She know more of the details, and it doesn't matter about the details. It's just that I would just would like for you to go ahead and take that prayer for her tonight, and the prayer for also for the Brother Bird, and then Laura, you pray for. People with respiratory problems. So I'm
okay,
going to take the first prayer.
A...
with Lord, we thank you for your word and your promises in your word that says by your stripes we will heal, healing is in your wings, and you sent your word to heal. And that's every situation that we all go through, and we're going to keep confessing it until it be manifested. But we know what you said in your word in John 10:10, that thief came to steal, killing the straw, but you came to give life and life more abundantly. So that's what we're standing on, what you've already did at Calvary, what our bodies are standing in, and what the enemy comes to attack, to try to make what your word says a lie. And we know, glory to God, we're not saying the attacks don't come. We just stand on your word that it's going to be reversed and canceled because what you did at Calvary. So the thief got to take his hands off of these bodies. And we are praying right now, you touch us, the Lord. We'll get ready to go see the surgeon. And God, we are praying it's going to be not a difficult situation for what that is that's going on in our body. We're still standing on your word. But even through it, glory to God, you use the doctors as well. But the only reason they can be used is because you gave them the knowledge to. So, God, we pray, glory to God, that you are blessed. And we pray whatever knowledge she gets from the doctors, after they done, we done prayed and believed God and still believe in God, Lord, we are praying that whatever procedure being done, that glory to God, you're going to go through it and come back out flying colors, glorifying, magnifying what the Lord has done. And not to have this reoccurrence in the name of Jesus, whatever it may be. We pray, God, you continue to bless her mind, bless her heart. Standing in faith, you've seen many miraculous things happen in her life and even the miracles with her mom and so with others that she didn't heard about. So we're going to stand together, and we know sometimes the enemy might bring little thoughts, but you told us to cast these cares back to you and every imagination that exalted itself against you, bring it down into captivity. As we release these over in your hand, we rebuke Satan and all his accords and loosen from his assignment, speak healing. And God, we thank you, Lord God, as these sisters pray for these other situations, we are thanking you, Lord God, as we're in agreement for the power of prayer to manifest in our faith in Jesus' name. I'll go ahead, my sisters, up in the order that's supposed to be Mother Mother McCormick, or who was next?
I can't remember who was next, but I can
Mother
pray
McCormick
for
was supposed
next.
To be praying for Kelly for that for on the her brother for the surgery and for the heart, not that she done dropped off.
No, I'm on. I thought you okay. Father God, okay,
and then you, Mother, then you, Mother Willette, and then after that was supposed to be Laura at the end for the respiratory.
Okay.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, look down on Kelly. Did you say Kelly? A man?
Kelly's brother had her heart surgery today.
Oh, okay. Look down on Kelly's brother right now, Lord God, for that heart surgery, God. You know that heart. You made it, and you know all about it, Father God. And we know, God, that it's already worked out. Because you said by his stripes that you all that we already healed. So we just claim healing in his body right now. And God, we ask you to give him the strength, Lord God, to be able to come up out of all these situations, Lord God, as he have already had his surgery, God. Give him the strength, Lord. Help him to be able to sit up and be able to move, God. We know it may take a little time, and then again, it could be a speedy recovery. So, God, that's what we asking for because you told us we could ask. You told us in the word that whatsoever thing we ask, when we pray, believe, and we shall receive. So we asking for a speed of recovery for him right now in Jesus' name. Amen. And we bind every kind of foul demon, anything that tried to hinder him in any way, we bind it and we send it back to the pit for hell where it comes from in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Father God, in that name that's above every name, I thank you so much for what you're doing. I thank you, Lord God, for the power of prayer. I thank you that you've taught us to pray in Jesus' name. And Father, I come and intercede on behalf of my dear friend, your servant, Sister Jeanette Smith. Hallelujah. I thank you for the power of your word that says, 1 Peter 2:24, with your own self, you bore our sins in your body on the tree, and that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. And that's were, past tense. So, Lord God, I thank you for what your word says, hallelujah, regarding healing. So I touch and agree with my sister, praise God, that used the phrase, the sick are the healed, glory be to God, even in Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. So we're thanking you, Father God, that you're so good that Jesus came so that we can have life to the full. And you even promised us 70 and some 80, Lord God, and we know you even do better than what we can ask or think because some people are living well over 100, glory be to God. So we pray in Christ Jesus' name, Lord God, that you touch and agree with us that the sick are the healed. So we pray. And God, I thank you because you put me in remembrance how there are many that have been born with heart murmurs, but you sustained them and preserved them and kept them. Glory be to God. So we know that you're able to do much more than what we ask or think. So we lift up our dear friend, Sister Jeanette. We pray for her heart, not just her heart. Well, we're praying for others, Lord God, that may have problems with their organs. And we pray, hallelujah, that they are supernaturally healed in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for what you're doing. I pray that you meet all of their needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And Father God, I thank you that it is your divine will that we live and not die. So I pray for that life in Jesus' name. I love you. I bless you. I praise you. And thank you that you love us more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, go ahead. Father, we pray, glory to God, for each of God, the brother with the cancer. We believe in you, glory to God. My sister already prayed for, glory to God, her friend. We are thanking you for those same words to apply, glory to God, for Brother Bird, that he will come through this thing. And God, we know, even though they might be spearmen, we know still yet for the knowledge that you will give them that there is something out there to drop that cancer or whatever, something else to bring more longer life for him. We believe in that it is so. And at the end of the day, God, we're going to glorify and magnify you because you have the answer to every situation. And God, we are just praying that you continue to bless and strengthen him and his body and his mind in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Go ahead, my sister.
Amen.
Lord God, I lift everybody that's having breathing problems, respiratory problems, sinus problems, God. Lord God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for touching them right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you are the reason why we live and move and have our being, oh God.
Yes.
Oh God, when they were born, Lord God, they wasn't born with no respiratory problems, Lord God. Lord God, this is nothing but a trick of the enemy, oh God. Oh God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I command their lungs to inhale and exhale the way they were designed when you spoke and said for them to breathe. When you breathe your breath of life in them, oh God. Oh God, I command them to breathe now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus against every respiratory disease right now in the mighty name of Jesus. They shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Oh God, Lord God, when the enemy comes to their mind, oh God, tell them they're going to die because they can't breathe. The devil is a lie, God. Lord God, give them the strength, God. Oh God, they shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord, oh God. Oh God, you brought me through it, oh God. And I know there's nothing too hard for you, oh God. Father, I thank you. I praise you. I give your name the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We bless the Lord. Praise God. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. We bless the Lord
yes.
tonight for all of you all. Give glory and honor for all that God has blessed with the prayer requests and everything else that has been spoken and said through the prayers and the things that we still believe in God for. And we thank him for the things he's already done, doing, and anticipation and expectancy of the greater things yet to do. He's going to do, and thank God for healing us and delivering us and keeping us and encouraging us and enlightening us, and thank God for giving us a mind to want to seek out his face, praying for that word to come alive in us. The more the word, as the sister already said, change us, but we know, glory to God, transformation takes us. We continue to renew our minds with his word and stand in obedience to it in Jesus' name, holding on to our faith and putting those imaginations to flight. Glory to God. Everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, to bring it down in captivity and obedience and not let the enemy play games with our minds in Jesus' name. We pray, glory to God, for all that you've already done and doing. We give thanks and thank you, Lord, for your love, and continue to forgive us and help us to forgive others as well as ourselves in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I want to give you the lineup, praise God, for if Mother Roulette's not, Mother Santa's not on the phone, but Mother Alexander and Mother McCormick, no, not Mother Alexander and Mother Willette, along with the Evangelist Hubbard. I'm going to check with her and find out with the schedule that she has and in training that she'll be on. If not, then I'll switch somebody else for that fourth Sunday that's coming up. And then the next one that will be Prophet Bird, Minister Black, and Prophetess Alicia, which I'm going to have to check with both of them, too. It's for the one after. So this is our next lineup. And we're going to find out Sister Johnny Mae and Sister Laureen, because everybody else will be finished in by that time. I mean, have already gone for it. So in the meantime, even myself, I'm just a backup if somebody don't show up, if I got to switch one of you all. So other than that, we thank God already for what he's already done and what he's going to do. Keep the Sincere Women on the Move for Christ, 31 years of anniversary, coming up on the 2nd of September, no, December, first Saturday. So we're sending the flyers out through y'all Texas, and prayerfully you'll be able to make that time. We're praying that the Lord bless the good weather and bless us in our finances and bless us to be able to come together, hallelujah, to glorify and magnify the Lord and celebrating him through the word. Apostle Burton, and praying that she's doing well with her knee, and she is progressing, that she'll be able to even sit down at a table, and Pastor Betty, those two will be our speakers. And we have, I'll talk about some other things later, but right now, we thank God for you all again tonight as we continue to pray one for another. Keep us all every day and every night as we pray one for another, for the angel of the Lord being camped around us, but covering violent effects, this set of plans, schemes, whatever the enemy already plotting and planning, be eradicated. And we just speak continued joy, life, and encouragement with peace and joy, and continue to look forward to greater things yet for God to do and to be used for his kingdom and for his glory. Thank God for the power of his anointing that's flowing through you all and through these power prayers, and even for the healings that you're speaking and standing in agreement with, and looking forward to God to bless us. Great praise reports coming out of these vessels. And God, continue to keep our families and keep you all, as well as our church family and these prayer warriors, in great health, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. Praise God. We love you all. Take care, and thank you for praying for me as well.
Amen. Give you all shalom. God have bless you all.
Shalom, shalom. We love you.
Amen.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you too. Praise God.